Okay, did not practice. Really, same guys, DeMarcus, Donald, and Virgil. Donald and Virgil were on the field today for most part of practice, but they still do not practice. Limited Shiloh, TJ, Justin Simmons, and then Benny, Dakota, Corey, Ferenc, and Billy Wynn were all full. So, kind of really where we were yesterday, except for KO. Yeah, go ahead.
Virgil's still making progress?
Yeah, he's making good progress. He moved around pretty good today. We'll see where we're at tomorrow. Like I said, he and Donald were both out here today doing some work with Greek, but they still did not practice.
Is it with him, is it you being careful because that's an injury that could linger?
We want to get him back, you know, but we got to get him healthy. It's something Virgil's been through before, if y'all recall. I want to say it was either an OTAs or camp. I don't even remember, you know, and I think it was about an 8-9-day deal, and we're getting pretty close to that right now. So, but Virgil's known to come back pretty quick, so I think we made progress today.
Without Stevenson, did you like the rotation that you used last week? And we'll
stay. Yeah, we really didn't rotate. Ty played. He played the whole game. We had some issues, you know, when Russell went out, where our rotations took place. So, you know, we're still hopefully able to suit seven. And the fact that Weems can go out there, Michael can go out there, does give us some flexibility.
You said last week Virgil could play even though he didn't practice. Is that still the same?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Yeah, Virgil could. Donald could. Yeah, they would have no problem playing.
Could there be more emphasis on rotations at positions other than online because of the humidity you're facing?
You know, I'd love to tell you yes, but you get 46 guys. And, you know, there's some positions where if you suit up so many DBs and, you know, they go three wides and four wides the whole game, those guys are going to play 70 plays. That's the nature of the beast. Offensive line, defensive line, we do a good job of rotate. We play a lot of guys. But, you know, it's not a lot of guys you suit in this league. And about the only guys that don't see the field are hopefully, you know, the backup quarterback or, you know, guys like that. So, but everybody else is contributing somehow, some way.
Gary Vaughn's had a terrific start.
Who?
Vaughn has had a terrific first month. When he missed all of the offseason during the contract stalemate, were you at all concerned about his ability to kind of focus on football once all that celebrity stuff was out of the way?
You know, I would never worry about his ability to focus on football. Vaughn loves to play. What you worry about is just the overall conditioning of what they go through in the offseason, what Luke puts them through. You know, you can say I'm doing it on my own, I'm working, you know, but it's still not the same. So that's what you worry about with guys coming in. But obviously he took care of his business. He was a little light when he came in. I think we put a plan in place. You know, we really brought him along the right way in camp, and that's Greek and Luke doing things the right way.
I asked him about slipping. He said it was a technique issue. What did you come away with all
technique
of that?
Technique issue.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We had a hard time moving them around, Jeff, to be honest with you. I mean, they're good up front. They're very big four-man front team. And, you know, we had trouble finding some holes. I would say this. I know we can block better. We can run better, too. So, and it's up to us as coaches to find some more creases for them. But we're going to have to do it better this week. Same front, basically, this week. Yeah, similar front, and, we had a little trouble, I would say, in the preseason with the Rams, similar front, and we work against a 3-4 every day. Those are four-man front, so we got to do a better job against it.
Do you see, in terms of stopping the run, the second half you guys were great at it. Was it just really kind of one play? You don't see it as a – after three games the rating isn't great, but it just more of one play?
You know, Troy, you can say that, but we never go there. You know, the bottom line, we take the big package and say we gave up 5 yards of carry or whatever it was. So, you know, that's the way I talk to the coaches and we talk to the players. Hey, you know we have to fix it. Play. We understand all that, but if you always approach things, well, it was just one.
Okay.
No, we won't do that. We got a problem and we got to get it fixed. We got to do a better job.
You got a lot of size and receiver. Tough matchups.
Yeah, probably the two biggest guys we'll play. Evan's playing, you know, big time, extremely. Obviously, Vince has been a great player for many, many years. So, very big from that standpoint. And the, what's it, Humphreys, am I right? Number 11, really a good player for him, doing a lot, you know, playing in the slot, moving around, making a lot of plays for them, and the return game also. So, you know, they're very well equipped, you know, as far as weapons and being able to get the ball to guys.
Gary, why do you think Jameis has been so up and down? I mean, he's tied for the league lead in touchdowns, but he's tied for second most interceptions, too.
I look at, you know, how dangerous he is. You know, that's what I look at. And he's been in two out of three games, I think, are kind of shootout games. Am I right? Atlanta and last weekend. So they got in a game where they're throwing it a bunch, but very dangerous. You know, we got to focus on all the positive things he's doing because he's doing a lot, throwing for a lot of yardage. So, you know, you're always seeing good quarterbacks in this league, and obviously this is a great young quarterback we're seeing.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
All right, thanks, Coach. Have a good day. Thanks.